The recently signed agreement will now see the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah surrender all its forces and weapons to the federal government and its forces integrated into the country's military. The recently signed agreement will now see Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah surrender all its forces and weapons to the federal government and its forces integrated into the country's military. Authorities in Mogadishu have in the past years stepped up their campaigns to liberate the entire region from the control of Al-Shabaab fighters. Ahlus Sunnah has maintained the control of that region for the past couple of years after ousting Al-Shabaab fighters.
Ahlus Sunnah has proved to be a strong force and has won its war against Al-Shabaab. We have decided to join the war against Al-Shabaab as Somali government force. From today henceforth, our forces will serve as the Somali National Army. We have also surrendered all our weapons to the Somali government.
Somali Prime Minister Abdi Farah Shirdon believes that the government can help secure the central regions of Somalia. The premiers in the past days traveled to several regions in the country on a fact-finding mission and to promote his new administration.
As a government, we have signed an agreement with the regional administration. So as to ensure the security of this country, we as an administration will deal with all groups that support us in the war against extremists.
With a permanent government in place for the first time in more than two decades, President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud's administration is moving to resume administrations in southern and central regions under a federal system of governance. Analysts view the agreement with the group as a major step for the government to spread its authority outside the capital.
We are a federal government and we hope to install this system countrywide. From my recent tour, I have learned a lot. We will have a presence in every administration, but the formation of the regional administration will be a people-driven initiative.
In 2009, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah renounced its former non-violent stance, took up arms and emerged as one of the country's key players in fighting Al-Shabaab and Hizbul Islam groups. Formed in 1991 after the fall of the central government, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah has for many years now protected Sufi Muslims in the Horn of African nation. Abdulaziz Bilo, Press TV, Mogadishu.